Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1050, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Whether Mr. Frank finished dressing upstairs or not. I couldn't see him when he went behind those curtains. We stayed at the Frank home about 10 minutes. At the undertaking establishment, I was right behind Mr. Frank. He was between me and the face when I saw the face when the undertaker turned her over. Yes, Mr. Frank was in front of me, had an opportunity to see it also. No, Mr. Frank didn't go into that sleeping room. Mr. Frank went out just ahead of me. When we went back to the pencil factory, Mr. Frank went to the safe and unlocked it readily at the first effort. He got the book, put it on the table, opened it at the right place, ran his finger down until he came to the name of Mary Fagan and says, "Yes, this little girl worked here, and I paid her $1.20 yesterday. We went all over the factory that day. Nobody saw that blood spot that morning. I guess there must have been 30 people there during that day. Nobody saw it. I was there twice that day. Mr. James was there with me. He didn't call attention to any blood spots. Chief Lanford was there, and he didn't discover any blood spots. Mr. Frank was at the police station on Monday from 8:30 until about 11:30. Mr. Frank told me he had discharged Mr. Gant on account of shortage and had given orders not to let him in the factory. As regards Mr. Frank's linen, Mrs. Haas said he was Mr. Frank's attorney and requested that we go to Mr. Frank's house and look over the clothes he had worn the week before and the laundry, too. Yes, we went out there and examined it. Mr. Frank had had no opportunity to telephone his house from the time we mentioned it until we got there. He went with us and showed us the dirty linen. I examined Newt Lee's house. I found a bloody shirt in the bottom of a clothes barrel there on Tuesday morning about 9 o'clock. Redirect examination. Mr. Frank had told me that he didn't think Newt Lee had told all he knew about the murder. He also said he kept looking over the timesheet and seeing that it hadn't been punched correctly that would have given Lee an hour to have gone out to his house and back. I don't know when he made this last statement. I don't remember whether that was before or after I went out to Lee's house and found the shirt. We went into his house with a skeleton key. It was after Frank told me about the skips and the punches. The shirt is just like it was the day I found it. The blood looks like it is on both sides of the shirt. Re-cross-examination. I don't know whether J.M. Gant was out to Lee's house before or after Mr. Frank suggested the skips and the time slips. I don't like to admit it, but I am so crossed up and worried that I don't know where I am at. But I think, to the best of my knowledge, it was Monday that Frank said that the slips had been changed.